Ha ha ha, they win again. And do they get to our 20-win plateau? I guess that's what we're going to find out. But we're not going to talk about the game today, so give me your quick thought on the game.
Quick thought on the game is that Teoscar Hernandez is incredible, and also Bonstradamus strikes again. How about a Santiago Espinal home run right after I name him my hype train? That's my guy.
And Ben Stradamus totally called that Yusei Kikuchi was going to have a good game. Not, but he did, and that was cool. So, yeah, happy with Yusei, happy with the team. We're going to go over our 20-game stretch, which we set out at the beginning of the Tigers series, see if the Jays got to 13 wins. Don't check your phone. Don't do the math. Not the time. Plus, happy Canada Day to everyone listening. We're actually recording
Woo.
the. But happy Canada Day. We're going to do a special. He was a Canadian? And see if I can slip some Canadians past Bones, guys that he didn't know were Canadian. So that's all coming up. Locked On Blue Jays starts now.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Blue Jays. Thanks so much for making us your first listen every day, especially on this Friday as we round out the week. He's Matt Bonaparte. I'm Ben Schulman. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, Stitcher, and YouTube, the third and final bed pod. Hey, everyone on YouTube. Subscriber count, Bones?
We are at 91, and in doing so, I have to shout out Normal Guy, as I told him in the comments, or I assume he's in Kai because he's called Normal Guy. I told him in the comments that I would shout him out because he was the 90th subscriber. He asked, what do I get for being the 90th subscriber? You get this shout out, Normal Guy. So thank you for subscribing. We are 9 subscribers away from 100. All right, people, let's just go over to YouTube. It's a very simple thing. Go over to YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/lockedonbluejays. Just press the subscribe button. Pop that bell on, too, if you want notifications whenever we post.
Yeah, that would be cool. I kind of want to hand this to you, but we've been telling people to email lockedonbluejaysreel@gmail.com, and it happened.
We got some emails, and I could not be more excited about it.
We're going to save reading them out for now, I think. And we're not going to mention the people's names because they didn't give us permission to, and we don't want to say
If you
their
want
names
us to
again.
Say your names, we'll say your names, though. Only the
yeah,
first names.
Email us. If you email us in the future or these two people that emailed us, if you want us to shout you out, you can, because we're going to take your questions and discuss them on Monday's episode. We're going to try and do something here. It's kind of up to you guys, though. If you email us on the weekends, we will answer your questions on
Monday. Give us
Monday.
Questions. We'll answer them.
Because I'm really excited. I thought there were two really cool questions that were left by – the people on Gmail. I'm not just saying that because I'm happy they emailed us. Like, legitimately
I like
fun things for us.
That one guy thought it was a bit that we were saying nobody had emailed us. He was like, I don't know if this is a bit, but like, I'm going to email you anyway. It wasn't a bit. Nobody had emailed us until that guy did. And I tell you what, I check this email every single day, hoping, praying that there is somebody in that inbox. And when I opened it up just before this podcast, I almost went ballistic. I was like, we got emails. We got emails. So I'm pumped. Please email us again.
Yeah. LockedOnBlueJaysReal@gmail.com. It's LockedOnBlueJaysReal@gmail.com. We hope to get some more that we can discuss on Monday, but for now, in your Friday episode on this Canada Day, we're going to go back through our 20-game stretch. So, Bones, we did a 20-game stretch when? In May? Yes, in May.
Yes.
And we predicted the
Got
Blue
that one
Jays.
Right.
Yeah, we predicted they would win 13 games in 20, and they exactly won 13 and 20 by winning 8 games in a row to end the 20-game stretch. They way under-projected it early and then found a way to get it right. This time, you know, we said it was risky to do it again. Not only was it risky to do 20 games again, it was also risky. We didn't plan this, that at the end of it, we also predicted 13 again. We predicted the exact same number of wins. It did not exactly go to plan. The Blue Jays, 20-game stretch, we started on the 10th, so beginning of the Detroit series until the 30th, the Tampa Bay opener, and they went 10 and 10. They did not win 13 games. To you, what are the crucial points that kept them from getting to the point we thought they were going to get?
So what's crazy about it is they would have done it if it wasn't for having terrible series against the White Sox and Brewers. Like, if they just performed as they probably should have against those two teams, and people kind of got on us for talking about the Brewers, how we did. And maybe there was some merit to that. I was kind of looking at the numbers, and maybe we didn't give them as much credit as we should have. But still,
I don't care. I don't think
they're that good either. So like, they could still come at us. But if they come out and they perform against the White Sox, they don't blow one of those games and come up really short in the first game of that series. And then, of course, like I said, blow the second game. They get a lot closer. And then all you had to do was win one more game against the Brewers if you win those two. So if they performed against those two teams, because those were the really tough series this month. Those were the ones where it was like, it felt like the games would never end. It felt like baseball was the worst sport you'd ever seen in your life and you didn't want to watch it ever again. Those series were really, really tough. Then they, of course, come out against the Red Sox really hot, and they kind of show you that they're the Blue Jays of old again, and they just kind of had a fluke. So if they perform against the Brewers and the White Sox, they hit our mark.
Yeah, I think that I pinpointed at least two more wins could have been made there, especially, you know, the 7-6, 12-inning loss to the White Sox. Like, you just have to win that game, and you didn't. I do think, too, well, if you go back, you know, I thought it was a little ambitious, but in our 13 games won, we had predicted an Orioles sweep. They split a four-game set with the Orioles.
You got to be ambitious sometimes, though.
Yeah, but I mean, they were but once they split with the Orioles, like, they were kind of done from there, right? Like, they needed they needed to then dominate the rest of their schedule. They would have had to, like, even if you win the series versus the White Sox and Brewers, you go 2 out of 3, let's say, they still wouldn't have hit it without one more win against the Brewers. So you're either asking to beat the Yankees in a series and then the White Sox and then the Brewers, or, I don't know, sweep the Tigers earlier on, which, like, they played fine at the Tigers. I didn't think that was a bad series. So they should have won more games. They probably should have won, I think, at least one more Milwaukee and one more on the South side. And they definitely should have won one more at home. Splitting a home series with the Orioles is terrible. It sucks. Even though the O's are good now.
They did get good. Good for them.
I like that. I mean, I wouldn't have bet on us nailing it again. We might have to shelf our 20 game predictions because it's just make us look bad, but we'll see.
Or we keep doing it because it'll make us look good. That's the mindset you gotta have, Shulman.
All right, Bonstradamus. If you are interested in betting on how we do in 20 game stretches, you can't, but you could bet on the Blue Jays at betonline.net, your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL playoffs and Major League Baseball. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. Bet online, where the game starts. All right, we got a game. Whoa. for everyone on audio, we came back with a way different backdrop than we usually have. Canadian flag behind us. And
Canada.
Odds, you know the whole anthem.
I was about to say, this is about all I got.
Yeah, okay.
Our fine. Home and native land. That's about all I got.
A little off key, but it's totally cool because you got the words. So we got the Canadian flag behind us. It's July 1st. It's Canada Day. And, you know, I like Canada. I think Bones likes Canada. Bones has been to Canada.
Well, Canada's cool, man. I'm pro-Canada.
Nice. So let's do a little variation. Instead of he was a Blue Jay, instead we're going to play he was a Canadian, where I'm going to pick players that I think Bones might not know are Canadian and give him five hints about their career, just like he was a Blue Jay, about 30 seconds or three guesses in between. I might let it go a little more now because there's, in theory, a much wider base of players. I'm using all of the major leagues. What I will let you know, though, is I've prepared three, and all of them are active players.
Okay. You know what's funny about this is until this second, I didn't realize it was baseball players. I just thought it was random humans. Like, I thought you were going to name celebrities. Yeah, well, and be like, this celebrity's actually Canadian or something like that.
If you get it too fast, that's
really funny.
I will get you to vamp about your trips to Montreal, and I will find a celebrity that's Canadian to just sneak by you.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. Guy number one for he was a Canadian. This pitcher debuted in 2018.
God. It's a lot of pitchers who debuted in 2018. Hey, you don't know that. I could get it here. Okay. Let's think of guys who debuted in 2018. Sonny Gray is not Canadian, nor did he debut in 2018, but he came to my head
significantly earlier than that, like way earlier.
Is he youngin? This guy's a youngin. Walker Buehler.
Not Walker Buehler. That would be sick.
Yeah, it would be cool for you. Like, I should think about this, like, of guys you really like, because, like, Ben and I will be, like, together sometime, and, like, he'll just look down at his phone and be like, oh, let's go. And then I'll be like, what? He's like, so-and-so did something. I'm like, so? He's
Josh,
like,
man, he's Canadian. Off the Guardians,
you know? Yeah, you're like, he's, that guy's Canadian. And I'm just like, all right. I don't know. Well, next one.
I will say, not that many of us play Major League Baseball, so I gotta get hyped when I can. This guy, he debuted in 2018. He was an NL All-Star in 2019.
Whew. I should get this now. An NL All-Star in 2019. He was really good. Who was a good young pitcher in 2019? Let's think. Let's go around the league in my brain. I can't get away from the NL West for some reason. They're probably not there, though. Let's go to NL Central. Luis Castillo, no shot. He's Canadian.
I'm sorry.
It's not a chance. No way. No earthly, no chance.
He's so evidently from North America.
Yeah, well. You know, sometimes you got to have guys run through your head. Amir Garrett.
No, but that would
he's
be
from New York
for different reasons than Walker Buehler.
I don't know. Move on.
Okay. I don't know if this will help you anymore. I will be honest. When guys are this recent, there aren't that many good hints about them when you debut in 2018. But hint number three is, he was second in Rookie of the Year voting in 2019, too. Like, he was really good. He should have won.
Wow. Second in Rookie of the Year voting? In 2018? Or 2019?
So he debuted in 18, but his eligibility rookie-wise, he shouldn't have won. Pete Alonso was the Rookie of the Year in 19. But this guy was, like, right there.
I got to think. Who is the next guy to Pete Alonso in 2019? That's tough. That's really freaking tough. Oh my gosh. There's probably people screaming at me like, it's this guy. What?
Hints 4 and 5 are more helpful. I don't think that many people know it now. I could be wrong.
Yeah, you know, the I'd detriment of my brain in this kind of thing is I lock on to one person. And I can't get it out. Like, I really want to say Jeremy Hellickson, even though I know it's not real. I know it's not correct. I don't know why. My brain's like, say Jeremy Hellickson. And I know it's not him. I know for a fact it's not him, but it wants me to say it.
By the way, now that we have more email engagement and commenting engagement, if you guys want to comment, like, when you get them, like, at what hints.
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be awesome.
We have one friend who texts us that, and it's always fun.
Yeah, that's good. All right, I'll move on. I should have it by now, though.
Hint 4. This will help. In a crazy year for NL East pitching, he was 6th in Cy Young voting in the NL in 2019, but he was actually the 4th highest NL East guy because, like, DeGrom was ahead of him and a couple other people.
Okay.
It's a very convoluted way of me saying he's in the NL East.
Okay. Aaron Nola.
Not Aaron Nola.
Ooh, I thought I had it. Okay, he's in the NL East. Now let's think about O'Reilly. Rogers.
Trevor or Taylor?
I don't know which one plays for the Marlins.
Neither are Canadian. It's not either of them. I just wanna...
What is it? Tyler? Trevor plays for I don't know who plays for the freaking Marlins. Oh wait, is it no, Max Fried's from California. Is it Mike Soroka?
It is Mike Soroka.
Mike Soroka's Canadian? What?
Yeah. That's exactly the reaction I wanted out of you. I think hint five would have got it for you due to injuries. He hasn't pitched since.
I didn't know he was Canadian at all.
Mike Soroka from Calgary, Alberta, got drafted out of Bishop Carroll High School in Calgary, 28th overall by the Braves. Yeah, really hope he gets healthy soon because he's like one of the great Canadians.
He's a freaking fantastic pitcher.
He's got to get healthy. He's got to get healthy and stay healthy. I like that I got the genuine catchphrase out of you. Didn't even need to ask.
You did. That was good.
That's the best. All right. Are you ready for number two?
Let's do it.
By the way, for the people at home, because we're just pulling back the curtain like crazy these days, so who cares? If Bones gets them all really quickly, then we're going to talk about the game that happened yesterday. Today for us, but yesterday for you. But
well, also we're going to do that. You said the celebrity one, too.
Oh, yeah, maybe we'll just do that.
Didn't have to pull back that curtain at all.
It's okay. I like showing the people what's going on. All right, guy number two. So you got Mike Soroka in four hits. Good for you. Let me write that down. Guy number two. This infielder was drafted in the fifth round in 2016.
Okay, infielder drafted in the fifth round, 2016. That means he was not a high prospect, but he's probably good now. He probably came up in 2018, if I had to guess. Maybe 19 even. It's not Joe Panik. Stop saying that, brain. I know he went to St. John's University in Queens.
I will say, well, it's not Joe Panik. There are Canadians who went to U.S. colleges, like Jason Bay went to Gonzaga.
Oh, I didn't know that. I assume that Canadians went to U.S. colleges, but I didn't know Jason Bay went to Gonzaga. Yeah. All right, I'll move to hint number two.
Hint number two is not an awesome hint for me, I'm going to be honest. He also did in 2019.
Oh, well, I got that far. Well, I'll go hint number three then.
Okay. His entire career has been spent in the AL West.
Okay. That's helpful. Kyle Tucker.
Not Kyle Tucker. That would be sick. He's
Imagine
also.
It was Kyle Tucker. Oh, you said infielder. That's right.
I can wipe that from the plate if you'd like.
No, it's okay. I stuck by the rules. Jared Walsh.
No, but that would be cool. He kind of looks good. He's got a little lumberjack feel.
Oh, is it Ty France?
Not Ty France, but that would be cool too.
All right.
Ty France did briefly play for the Padres, I believe, so not a whole
career. Oh, you're right. He did.
Hit number four. He played in the ALCS in 2020.
Heard an Astro. Who's an Astros middle infielder? It's Correa and Altuve.
Just infielder.
Oh, I don't know. Damn, I'm putting myself in a box. Who? Oh, it's Bregman?
No.
Okay. I was about to say, what?
I didn't say he started every day. He's just an infielder. That's
what God.
I would describe him.
What'd you say?
I would probably describe him more as a utility.
God.
To be fair. You know this guy, but this is the toughest guy of the three.
Who is a freaking utility guy in the Astros? Like Marwin Gonzalez, but he's not. No. Aledmys Diaz, like, no way.
No.
Okay. Jason Castro.
No. All right, let's move on to hint five. I think this one might help you. He was part of a pretty controversial trade in 2021.
Controversial trade?
I messed up trade, and then you also messed up trade.
I said Tweed.
Yeah.
controversial Tweed in 2021. Controversial trade. So that means he probably went from the Astros to an – oh, he was – oh, Kendall Graveman? Okay, no, it can't be him. He's an infielder. But it was in that trade. It must have been in that trade. So – oh, Abraham Toro?
Abraham Toro is Canadian.
Oh, I got it.
I'm giving you the Canadians that you would not guess are Canadian.
I did not think he was Canadian. No, I thought there was no way he's Canadian.
He's from a town in Quebec that I'm not going to try to pronounce because, frankly, I'm just going to insult someone by
it. Is it French?
Yeah. Do you want me to spell it for you?
Sure.
L-O-N-G, like long, but then U-E-U-I-L. Longuil?
Longuil.
But he went to Vanier Secondary School in Saint Laurent, Quebec, which I And then he went to Seminole State College, and which is not a D1. So that's why he was drafted in the fifth round. Cool. So I do like that both Canadians, you didn't know were Canadian.
Yeah, that's I didn't know that at all.
Not that Abraham Thoreau's on your mind every day, but like, you know.
I know.
I only discovered he was Canadian last year, if I'm going to be honest. Okay. Let's move on to our third and final, at least athlete, he was a Canadian. Maybe I'll try and sneak someone else, which I'm going to start searching up while you're trying to guess this one. This pitcher was the eighth overall pick of the Padres in 2016.
Huh. Eighth overall pick of the Padres in 2016. Doesn't mean he played for the Padres. Mackenzie Gore. I don't think he was picked that early. Who came up for the Padres? Anybody? He probably didn't. He's probably not a Padre, if I had to guess. Okay, I'll move on.
I have my celebrity, by the way.
Look at that. He works so quickly.
I don't have my hints, but those are coming on the fly. okay, hint number two. This guy's dad was also a Canadian major leaguer who was an all-star.
Huh. Okay. Well, it's not Bobby Witt. His dad, no. Canadian. I don't know. Move on.
Hint number three. He debuted with San Diego in 2019, but he plays elsewhere now.
That's a stinky hint. He's all right. I guess that much.
Well, you didn't
know. I don't know. I'll move on. That doesn't help at all. That's 29 okay. teams it opens up to.
That's true. All three guys debuted in 2019. Didn't realize I did that. Hey, number four. Oh, I guess Soroka debuted in 2018. This guy was traded the other way for Mike Clevinger.
Okay, so he's in Cleveland. Cal Quantrill.
Cal Quantrill is correct.
Oh, I'm the man, dude. That was sick.
That was the one I had the most faith that you were going to get. Yeah. Because that's the guy people
knew. I feel like I kind of knew he was Canadian. But not
is
really.
That Paul Quantrill? So Cal's from Port Hope. Is that Paul is also Canadian? Pitch for the Blue Jays.
Cool.
All right. Let's. By the way, for everyone on audio, you're about to get an ad now. Everyone on video, you're still rocking. Okay, I'm making up these hints on the fly for your celebrity. He was Canadian.
Okay, let's do it.
Although this actor was born in Massachusetts, he and his Canadian mother moved to Ottawa young in his life.
All right, like, so the crazy part about this is, like, I have no idea what this person does in their life. Like, I don't, like, they could
An actor?
Okay.
This actor was born in, I might have not said that. This actor is born in Massachusetts.
You might have said that and I just didn't listen to it.
Totally.
Yeah, you probably did say that. Okay, I don't know. We'll move on.
Before he got on the show that would really make him a star, he featured on TV series. I'm reading his Wikipedia, literally. like, Boys Will Be Boys. And he had a 3-episode arc on the very popular show, Growing Pains. I think that was popular just because I've heard of it.
Ray Romano.
Not Ray Romano.
Straight from New York.
Awesome. That would be awesome if Ray Romano.
I want to say he's like on Friends or something. Matt LeBlanc.
Not Matt LeBlanc. French last name, though.
Yeah, that's why I went for it.
This actor was one of the prominent members on a number one show in the 90s to 2000s, right?
God, you're out of my wheelhouse. Is it Seinfeld? No way he'd pull Seinfeld on me. Oh, wait, is Michael Richards Canadian?
I don't think so, but I don't. I would guess no.
It's not who I'm talking about. Okay, is it Jason Alexander?
No, but that would be cool. Wish. That would be very cool. It's okay, definitely not Troy. I'm going to stop you there.
I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah.
I'll move on.
some would say that in this guy's most prominent role, he couldn't be any more sarcastic.
I feel like I should get it now. I should probably get it now.
People just got it, and like a couple, but like 40% to 30% of the people do feel exactly like you. I want to say, like, it's
okay. That's good.
If you saw the show, you know it, and if you didn't see the show, you have no idea. But this guy couldn't be any more sarcastic.
He's really putting a lot of emphasis on B. I'm not gonna get this, and people are gonna be pissed.
Hint five, you're gonna get it.
You think that, but I'm great at the baseball ones. I'm not good outside that realm. Something about sarcasm. I don't know. Move on.
Your guess that it was a guy from Friends or a girl from Friends was correct. That's okay. Hit number four. It's one of the Friends actors. I'm gonna give you three shots to get it.
Matthew Perry?
Matthew Perry is correct.
Wow. Jim,
like, could you be anymore? Blah, blah, blah. That's kind of good stuff.
Okay. I've never watched Friends.
Yeah. Matthew Perry. Yeah.
Woo! Dude, you know what's crazy is when I said Matt LeBlanc, I almost said Matthew Perry.
I mean, I thought you were about to say it and then just like cut us off too early, but we needed this episode.
That would have been crazy. Look at me guessing the Friends thing, though.
Awesome. Let me just rattle off some other celebrities and you let me know if you knew they were Canadian, because this is who the internet thinks you might not know is Canadian. Do you know the good-looking Ryans? Both of them are Canadian.
The good-looking Ryans?
Gosling and Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, I knew they're Canadian.
Okay. Jim
Ryan
Carey.
Reynolds is like huge Canadian. Yeah, Jim Carrey I knew was Canadian.
Ryan Reynolds is huge Canadian. Ryan Gosling's like whatever.
Yeah, he's Canadian though. I knew that. Keanu I knew Jim Carrey was Canadian. Keanu Reeves. I knew.
This is claiming Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson's Canadian.
Dwayne Johnson played in the CFL, but that doesn't make you Canadian. Let's see. Avril Lavigne. You know Avril Lavigne is Canadian?
I didn't know she was Canadian.
Yeah. On that same track, Shawn Mendes.
I didn't know he was Canadian. Yeah. That's cool.
This is a great part of the pod.
I love this podcast.
I hope people are still listening.
There's probably like four people still listening. They're like, dang, I didn't know that either.
Who else? Michael Bublé.
I knew that.
You watch Arrested Development?
Yeah, great show.
Will Arnett?
That's cool. I didn't know that, though.
Also the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup stand. Claiming Elon. That's not true. It's from South Africa. Pam Anderson.
She's Canadian?
Yeah, and at one point that was a big deal.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's Canadian. Lorne Michaels, the creator of Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
I knew Lorne. Should I ask them? Yeah. You ever seen the American Pie movies?
Yes, I've seen a couple of them.
You know Mr. Levinsteen?
I can't say I saw them in the last five or six years.
Jimbo's dad?
No, I couldn't name the character. I think I saw one of them.
Jimbo's main character in at least the first two. His dad's Canadian. He's also Schitt's Creek. He's like the main character on Schitt's Creek now. And I'll leave you. What's the weirdest one on here? I'll leave you. Well, Alex Trebek, Canadian legend. Rest in peace. I'll leave you with, is this even true? I actually didn't know this is true. According to Google, William Shatner.
Yeah, I think he's Canadian. I would have told you that.
Also, Google's claiming James Cameron. Born in? Yeah. Moved to California. That's huge. Happy Canada Day.
He was in the ocean. Go Canada. Yes.
Yeah, happy Canada Day. Please email us. Again, lockedonbluejaysreel@gmail.com. Thank you so much to the two people who already did. We're going to feature your questions on Monday's episode. Thanks to Normal Dude for the comment. That was cool. And the subscription.
Normal guy.
Normal guy. Normal guy. Not a dude, a guy. I'm not your buddy, guy. Have you ever seen South Park?
Yes, I've seen
that. I'm not your guy, friend. But happy Canada Day. That's Terrence and Phillip. Thank you for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen every day, even this weird one. We'll be back on Monday. Hopefully we're at 100 YouTube subscribers by then. Hopefully we have a million emails from all of you, including Vance in Vancouver. But for now, you should make your second listen, Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia and is going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. We will see you on Monday. Have a good weekend and happy Canada Day again.